This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will launch party campaign for the Bihar Assembly elections with an interactive session with party's booth-level workers today. He will interact with the party workers under the Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot campaign. The Prime Minister stated that interacting with such dedicated workers provides renewed inspiration. Among NDA's constituent parties, BJP has released the first list of 71 candidates for the Bihar Assembly polls. The 243-member Bihar Assembly will go to polls in two phases on the 6th and 11th of next month. The counting of votes will take place on 14th November. Prime Minister Narendra Modi remembered renowned scientist Bharat Ratna and former President Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam on his birth anniversary today. In a social media message, Prime Minister Modi said, Dr. Kalam was as a visionary who ignited young minds and inspired the nation to dream big. Mr. Modi added that his life reminds the people that humility and hard work are vital for success. He expressed hope to continue to build the India he envisioned, an India that is strong, self-reliant and compassionate. The Election Commission has issued directions to enforcement agencies to prevent the use of money power in the upcoming Bihar elections. The Commission has issued directions to all the enforcement agencies, including the State Police Department, State Excise Department, Income Tax Department, Directorate of Revenue Intelligence, Customs and Enforcement Directorate in this regard. A total of around 34 crore rupee worth of cash, liquor, drugs. It said flying squads, surveillance teams and video surveillance teams will be vigilant around the clock to monitor any suspected instances of money power or other inducements being used to influence the voters. Prime Minister Narendra Modi remembered renowned scientist Bharat Ratna and former President Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam on his birth anniversary today, and he expressed hope to continue to build the India he envisioned, an India that is strong, self-reliant and compassionate.
कलाम साहब का जीवन इतना व्यापक विशाल और गहरा रहा है कि उनको याद करने का गर्व होता है लेकिन साथ में कसक भी रहती है कि काश वो हमारे साथ होते तो ये जो कमी महसूस होती है इसको कैसे भरना ये हम सब के लिए एक चुनौती है और मुझे विश्वास है कि अब्दुल कलाम जी के आशीर्वाद से उन्होंने हम देशवासियों को जो शिक्षा दीक्षा दी है उससे हम अवश्य इसको पूरा करने का भरपूर प्रयास करेंगे.
The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, conducted searches at multiple locations across Karnataka, Tamil Nadu and Kerala in online job fraud case. During the action carried out under Operation Chakra 5 yesterday, three persons were arrested. In this case, thousands of innocent citizens across India were allegedly cheated of crores of rupees through deceptive online schemes. India will resume the international postal services to the United States from today. In a release, the Ministry of Communications said India Post has now established a compliant mechanism for delivery duty paid processing after extensive system development and coordination with the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. The ministry highlighted that the new setup ensures full regulatory compliance, faster customs clearance and seamless delivery to addressees in the U.S. without any additional duty or delay. In Rajasthan, the death toll in the bus fire accident on Jaisalmer-Jodhpur Highway has risen to 20. The incident took place around 3:30 p.m. yesterday when an AC sleeper bus caught fire on the Jaisalmer-Jodhpur Highway. The central government has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees each for the next of kin of the deceased and 50,000 rupees each for those injured. In badminton, Indian shuttlers began their BWF World Junior Championships with comfortable wins in Guwahati. In girls' category, medal hopefuls Tanvi Sharma, Unnati Huda and Rakshita Shree launched their campaign with comfortable victories in Guwahati yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.